All right, we got Gambo not on phone via via the access unit. Much more clear, Gambo.
Yeah, no, I was on access the last time. I guess
oh, really?
I guess they thought I was on phone. So, but I was on access the whole time, and they didn't plug me through on access. So, no big deal. But we're on now.
There we go.
Yeah, I've just been on. I got this unit at home, so I just dial in from home.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so I kind of set you up. Busy morning. Yeah. People are following you on Twitter. We got the news up on ArizonaSports.com. But anything new in terms of developments on this?
Yeah, Chris Paul tested positive, and he's in the health and safety protocol. It is a positive test. He's in quarantine. He can't be around the team at all. And, you know, his return is nobody knows. I mean, anything we talk about, is he going to be there for game one? We don't know. Like, we just don't know. I mean, and we can only speculate, right? It depends. He has to pass a couple of different tests now. Now, they're tested daily. So they're still tested daily. They're tested every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the players are tested every day. I checked with people close to DeAndre Ayton to see, because he was around. He was fist bumping everybody afterwards. And I said, hey, I checked with DeAndre. DeAndre's not in the health and safety protocol. It's just Chris. It isn't anybody else. And obviously, you know, he tested positive for the coronavirus. And, you know, now he's out. Now, the Suns did have the highest level of participation in the vaccinations in the entire league. Coaches, players, staff, nobody had a higher participation level. Chris Paul led the way. He was vaccinated back in February at the fairgrounds with a couple of other Suns players. It was the Pfizer vaccine, from what I'm told, and he had both doses. So it happens. But, you know, people, there are thousands and thousands of people that have gotten the vaccine and then tested positive.
Oh,
You know, it's not foolproof, man.
No,
it's not
at all.
You know?
Not at all.
So there's at least 10,000 people that have gotten the vaccine and then tested positive for the virus. So he's one of them. So this just, you're just going to have to wait this out. We have no idea on whether he is going to be available for this game. He's not available until he clears a couple of tests.
Yeah.
That's one of the big misconceptions from what I can tell about the vaccine and those who have been vaccinated. There's an assumption that it shields you from catching COVID-19. It does not. What it does do, though, is puts antibodies in your body to help you fight it off quickly, hopefully quickly, and certainly without any mitigating circumstances.
I mean, Pick, 2 weeks from today, I leave for Italy. And the only way that I was able to go, that I'm able to go to Italy to be with my family, is to be on a COVID-tested flight. Now, so I had to change everything. I was supposed to fly from Phoenix to London. That's not a COVID. Then I would have had to quarantine in Italy for 10 days. It's quarantined for 10 days. But I am on a special COVID-tested flight out of JFK in New York that allows me to not quarantine. So I'm going to get tested before I leave here. Uh-huh. I'm going to get tested when I get to New York. And I'm going to get tested when I land in Milan. And then, so I'm going to have like three tests within like a 48-hour period, so that way I don't have to quarantine. And I'm vaccinated.
Yep.
Wow.
No, and yeah, it's very, very real. I mean, it's there are a lot of people who have been vaccinated who have contracted COVID-19 and don't even know it.
Yeah. About the testing procedures, and you said it, Gambo, that Chris Paul would have to clear a couple of tests. You also said that they're still tested every day. Is that clear a couple of tests now after the positive test in a certain time frame, or is it good he tests today and tomorrow be clear? I mean, do you have any more further information on the procedure there?
I spoke with a player who said that, you know, it's likely that they won't test them every day. Now, they do get tested every day, but they might not test. They might wait a day or two to clear it, but they do test these players every single day. So I would assume that if the test was Monday, if he tested positive Monday or Tuesday, it's very likely it was Monday or Tuesday. Then, you know, they might wait a day or so, and then they'll start testing him. And they'll test him tomorrow, and they'll test him the next day. And then and once he shows, I think it's two from what I heard, negative tests, then he can rejoin the team. As of right now, you know, quarantine, he can't be around the team. He can't participate in any practices. He can contact them on the phone and stuff like that. But he can't be around anybody on the team until he clears this protocol, which is two negative tests is from what I've been told.
Yeah. Well, what about this postseason, though? How about this with the amount of injuries? And this has been a rough sled for everybody.
Yeah, and they've been, you know, they've been, you know, knock on wood, they've been the healthiest team out of anybody, right? Kawhi's out. I think I read something today. 8 All-Stars have missed games. I just put this in my notes for I just put this in my notes today that there's been, you know, with Kawhi now missing this game. James Harden, Anthony Davis, Donovan Mitchell, Mike Conley, Jaylen Brown, Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, Chris Paul would be the ninth player that is an all-star to miss a playoff game. That's the most in a season in NBA history per Elias.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and considering that this is now the second health-related question mark with Chris Paul in the offseason, and the Suns are still considered the healthiest of all teams, I know Jalen Rose said it this morning on ESPN, and I kind of agree. While this is a bummer, we all hope Chris Paul is okay, even if he misses time in this series, but this is not the same kind of news that they're dealing with in L.A. with Kawhi Leonard. I mean, that's a season ender, most likely for them.
Yeah, if that's an ACL, mm-hmm. And I know people have speculated. I don't know, but he's not going to play today, and there's no timetable for his return, and he could be out, and then they're done, right? I mean, I wanted the Jazz over the Clippers anyway. I don't want to play the Clippers with Kawhi and George at full strength. But now, in Utah, the Clippers have clobbered the Jazz the two games in L.A. I mean, yeah. They beat the hell out of them. But then I was watching the Nets game last night. Oh, my God. Kevin Durant wasn't missing a shot. I mean, I think I tweeted out, wow. Like, this was unbelievable watching. He played the whole game. He didn't come out. Steve Nash in between the third and the fourth quarter is like, hey, he's played the whole game. Is he going to rest? He goes, no, we kind of need him. So he's going to play the whole game without coming out. It's, man, he was just unbelievable. And, we're all thinking right now, what's the best situation for the Suns? Is it to play the Jazz? And, I hope the Nets get knocked out so they don't have to play the Nets. We're all just, just kind of going through this and trying to figure it out. But the biggest concern now is just can they get Chris Paul back in time? Because you can't give away a game to the Jazz or the Clippers.
No, I agree. And that's something we'll get into a little bit later on. Gambo, thanks for the time and the info, man. We appreciate it.
As always, Gambo.
All right, boys. Thank you.
Thank you, John Gambadoro. Follow him on Twitter. Of course, he's on the air at 2 o'clock with Dave Burns today until 6. But Gambo987 for all the latest, and all his work shows up on ArizonaSports.com.